Russian scientists are visiting American influenza labs this month to get up to speed on an urgent problem: how to track emerging flu viruses. The State Department is sponsoring the trip, and the aim is partly to find useful employment for former Soviet bioweapons scientists. But flu experts hope the Russians will fill a crucial gap in our understanding of how killer flu viruses spread. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The Russians started at a Massachusetts lab where state health officials test for viruses that cause encephalitis, SARS, or the flu.
We have one lab for sure we're going to go into. That's extraction lab. They're going to run just a short little thing on the biorobot so you can see that running, which is kind of cool.
Sandy Smoley of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health shows off a $130,000 robot that can analyze hundreds of samples a day. The Russian visitors have nothing like this back in Novosibirsk. As it happens, that's on a major flyway for birds that migrate to and from Siberia in the north. So it's a great place to isolate new flu viruses carried by wild birds. With or without robots, Vasily Evseenko says they have an enormous task.
We have isolated a lot of types of influenza in the north, and they're changing so rapidly that we can only imagine the speed of this process, the process of changing.
Before the Soviet Union collapsed, the Russians did study flu viruses in wild birds, but Russian science has fallen on hard times, and Robert Webster of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis says tracking flu among Siberian birds hasn't been a top priority.
Until recently, that has been the attitude of many people in the world. Who gives a damn about these influenza viruses in wild birds? Because in wild birds, the influenza viruses live in harmony with their host.
But H5N1 has changed attitudes about bird flu. It's the virus that has caused the destruction of countless millions of chickens in Southeast Asia and the deaths of about 50 humans so far.
The world has realized, oh my God, there is a problem.
Many flu experts worry H5N1 could spark a global flu pandemic, killing millions, like the catastrophe of 1918. Nobody knows where the 1918 virus came from, but Webster says the last two flu pandemics in 1957 and 68 originated in Asian birds. Biologists have argued about where the current bird flu plaguing Asia came from. Webster, one of the world's leading flu experts, says there's no evidence that H5N1 in its present dangerous form came from migrating birds.
Were they responsible for transmitting this virus across Asia in the first place? Probably not.
But virologist David Swain notes that wild birds in southern Asia have become infected with the virus.
That's really suggestive that at this point the wild bird infections may be a spillover and they're becoming infected from the domestic poultry population.
Swain is the U.S. Department of Agriculture's top flu expert. He worries that H5N1 is evolving into a form that can infect wild birds without killing them, just as it already does in domestic ducks. That could allow wild birds to carry the virus back to Siberian breeding grounds. Swain says that's where the Russians come in.
The surveillance they're doing is not just a wild bird surveillance, but it's also a surveillance of the agricultural systems. And it's the combination of those two that are of great benefit.
If revitalized Russian surveillance finds H5N1 in wild and domestic birds along the migratory flyways that fan out from Siberia, that would be crucial for tracking the spread of this dangerous virus to other regions, including Europe, Africa, and North America. Vasily Evseenko says it's a mistake to think what happens in Siberian birds is just a Russian problem.
It's not our birds, not Russian. They can fly to the United States and become American birds, and then Africa birds and Chinese birds. That's why we should solve this problem together.
As Evseenko says, wild birds know no borders. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.